Ahab Mobile. FW Mobile. KO4CEF.
I'll attempt to talk to you, but just hang in there with me.
Back on the radio.
Learn how to talk and how to eat again.
That can be a challenge, definitely.
On the bright side, I've lost 6 pounds.
Maybe when you can't eat what you're used to till you get, till you figure out how to do it again.
It's funny how you get used to, you know, movements and everything, and you can do it without thinking. And then when the distances are off, then it's all messed up.
It'd be little things that you don't realize that you use when you do certain things. I did a little too much yesterday. I cleaned up a little bit of the backyard, loaded a bunch of crap that we had stored around the building. Still got plenty to go. And got my garden done and weed-eated and everything else. So I'll be ready for when those come in. I just got to keep an eye on the weather, make sure we don't get any frost or freezing.
I'm going to get any more of those.
Garden will do good this year. I planted the wife some little red currant, curate, whatever you say it, tomatoes and some brandy wine. And I got me some green peppers. And let's see, what else? Some lettuce. I got some lettuce going while it's still cool. And then I got the wife some cucumbers that'll be coming.
Same thing. Throw in a little bit of beets and a little bit of squash.
Squash for her, but then she just got to where she's, I don't know. She just don't want me to grow it anymore.
Something else, right?
Quite eats it enough, and, you know, if you let it get too big on the vine, which cucumbers the same way, you let them get too big, they're not really worth eating.
It's starting to grow a little bit. I planted them probably 3 weeks ago, but the cold slowed them up.
Do you ever do any kind of lettuces and stuff for yourself?
Yeah, I had some lettuce and some spinach. The lettuce with the red leaves appears to do best.
Good. I've gone by a pack from Burpee one time that come with a couple different kinds. And I think the red lettuce was one of them. But the spinach is interesting. I need to try some of that. How hard is it to grow?
Doing fine. You know, you just pick the leaves as small as you want, and they just keep growing back.
Into that, that would actually be a good addition to the garden.
Finished leaves in my salad.
Salad, and, you know, it starts coming up on the warmer months, you can do a little fruit smoothie and throw some spinach in there.
And smashing up a good smoothie.
Although I've had it a couple times, and you really can't tell.
You didn't give it away?
Again, I don't think it gives it a lot of flavor.
Give me a minute before I can learn to eat that again.
Tell me you can slurp it down.
That first 24 hours didn't want you doing anything with a straw. Pulled out all those teeth, and they don't want you to get a dry socket.
You having to use a water pick and stuff to keep everything clean?
Nah, just water and salt water.
Wisdom teeth pulled out. I had a, apparently it was another tooth that was impacted up in there, so they got in there and it was really infected, and that was, I had to, I tried the, they gave me like a little syringe with stuff, and you're supposed to do a little bit of salt water and whatnot, but man, I got to where it's a pain in the butt, so I just started, I ended up buying me a water pick, and man, that thing came in handy, because every once in a while, it get to where I was hurting so bad, and if I use a water pick, kind of massage my gums and clean it out as well, so it came in handy.
Problem right now is, you know, they pull them out, and then they just stuck this thing in. And it's like, man, it's covering over all the, you know, all the bad spots.
putting the little sockets in, a little metal sockets, or just going to use false teeth?
Teeth injured for right now, as long as I can make it work.
Worked with, she had like little metal sockets they screwed in to her gums, and they attached to her teeth somehow.
But man, those things start to get expensive.
About that a bit. Anything with your teeth starts getting expensive, then you start adding on to it.
Yeah. You know, the individual teeth that are screwed in and that, those are like $1,000 a hit.
Golly. Did you do anything this weekend?
In the yard. I washed the car and the truck. Man, about overdid it. My back's telling me I shouldn't have done both of them in the same day.
Once it starts getting warm, I start getting outside. And I guess today I knew I overdid it. I knew I did. I mean, I started probably about 9, 10 o'clock after I got done with my coffee. And I went from then until later that evening. And it was just, I found one thing to do right after the other. It was just nice outside, so I didn't want to go back in.
I did a lot of work outside, cutting the grass, weeding, planting some plants and everything. So I did something every day outside, but I did manage to squeeze in a nap every day.
Priorities, right?
Can't figure out how to squeeze it in today.
Squeeze a nap in at work if you're doing good.
Contacts with that Boy Scouts of America thing?
I followed them around the bands. I was on, I was all over the place. 15 meters, 17 meters, 20 meters, 40 meters. I never heard them, not one time. I think I heard them CW, but of course I couldn't. They were 20 plus words a minute, so I didn't even try that.
Hey, just a curiosity, what's the difference between a multi-band vertical and just a bunch of vertical ham sticks?
Well, I don't know. I think it still depends. You know, each of your ham sticks are one band only, and they're going to have whatever range that they're set at. So you tune them where you want them. But I would assume a multi-band vertical, like a DX Engineering or something, I know those have a bunch of different leads on them, one for each band, or sometimes they'll do two bands on one lead, it just depends, but, you know, the Super Antenna is a multi-band vertical, but you have to change the resonance whenever you want to go to a different band.
A bunch of ham sticks all hooked together is a lot cheaper than a multi-band vertical.
You can do that, you just tune the ones you, tune them to the right frequency that you want to work on. And I know they've got the ham stick adapters where you put a bunch of ham sticks on it and they all splay out vertically from the center.
In the horizontal, but when they're in the horizontal, you got to have one on each side.
So with, I think, Hustler maybe makes one, maybe Cushcraft, I can't remember, but now, they make multi-band verticals that have either traps or different elements for the different bands. And they work the same way. So if you don't have to, you know, you get them tuned up on each band and then you're supposed to set it and forget it. And then after that, you can just swap your radio around.
Research, it looks like MFJ bought Cushcraft and Hi-Gain.
Much. If you go on their website, you'll see all the different brands that they now own. But yeah, both of those are one of theirs. Whether they allow them to continue to operate as their own business or whether they kind of tell them what to do and they just put the name brand on it.
Right. Yeah, I've just been looking and looking, trying to decide what it is I want to do. Man, I wish a three-element beam wasn't so big for 10 to 20.
I mean, unless you start plopping down some money like the stepper IRs, it's going to be a pretty big beam. Contact over the weekend on 2-meter FT8.
if the propagation is good on a single sideband. I wish I had a radio that did that.
Really interesting how far I've heard stations now. Some of them have a lot better antennas than I got, but there's a guy up in Maryland. I've heard him on there a couple times. I just haven't been able to make the trip. He heard me, and he ended up emailing me and, you know, let me know that he heard me, but he was like, yeah, we'll try to make contact sometime, but so from here all the way up in Maryland, I thought that was pretty crazy.
You think you got it all figured out? Something new comes along, right?
WWZ Modem.
KN4TFW.
KO4CEF.
KO4HGX.
Okay, guys. It's good to hear you.
Ian, good morning. Andrew. Still trying to get my brain woke up.
Work all the way with no same way.
Been a little bit long.
I've been in contact. I caught the tail end of that. So you made another 2-meter contact. I caught the tail end of it where it emailed you.
Yeah, I actually made a contact in Virginia, which is pretty neat. And there's another guy in Maryland that I've heard on the radio, and he heard me, but we haven't been on at the same time. So it's like he threw his call out a couple times. So I went outside and turned the antenna and tried to call him back. So he heard me, but I guess I don't know if he just checked his computer later or what, or I couldn't hear him back after that, but he sent me an email, let me know that he had heard me, so, and we would try to make contact sometime, but I just thought it was really neat from here all the way to Maryland.
That
I really don't know how to explain it. I mean, it's 2 meters, single sideband on a horizontal beam. But I believe it has more to do with the tropospheric ducting than it does the antenna.
Having cones coming in, so that explains a lot.
Cool that you made that, almost made the complete contact, but are working on it. That's pretty neat to do that with 2 meters.
Just some voice. I recorded, on my radio, I recorded the little voice thing, and I let it play for a while. Nobody ever answered me back, but I'm going to keep trying since it's on there. I can just hit play, and it'll just go and just repeat it every 15 seconds.
Dude, I'm jealous. That was a pretty cool contact there, man.
Even myself, I think, you know, being on FT8 kind of helps it out a lot more because it's weak signal. So you can dig out noises that you can't even hear, but, you know, I still wouldn't mind making some voice contact.
Honestly, I want to learn how to DCW. Even with a technician license, I could DCW on all the DHF bands.
Do that, and you'll have privileges on several of the HF bands as well. I know 40 and 80. And I want to say 15, but I don't remember right off the top of my head. I think you'll have CW privileges on those bands.
How's it doing this morning?
Yes, I'm doing okay. Still trying to get woke up. Trying to shake it off this morning. But I'm doing all right.
So, like the preacher in the Navy, the Glees Brothers said, and this is a joke. This is a joke, nothing mean that. Just like the preacher in the Lizzie the Glee brother said, when I woke up this morning, I heard of a stuttering sound. I said, when I woke up this morning, I heard of a stuttering sound. What that sound was the alarm clock going off on my phone, telling me I gotta get up and go to work.
That usually is a disturbing sound.
Head on into work. I'm going to say 7-3. Patrick, Ken, Chandler, y'all have a good morning. Be safe out there on the road, and Hopefully we'll holler at you either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
10-4 TSW.
Andrew, KO4 WWC.
7-3 is Andrew. Have a good day. This weekend, Patrick. See, I had to go to the doctor for a yearly checkup. Everything appears to be good. Saturday, just done some odds and ends around the house. Got my coax pulled through the pipe I put underground last weekend. And got the station hooked back up. Just little odds and ends. Nothing major.
I just worked in the yard a little bit.
You weren't feeling like doing too much, but you're sounding good this morning.
You got to relearn everything.
You're having to relearn all that. That's got to be tough.
Let me tell you something. Don't sweat. Most of my life, I did not have a thumb on my right hand. And about a year ago, the doctors took some of my fingers and made me a thumb. So I'm having to learn to do everything all over again as well. Don't sweat it. It takes time. Just you'll get it. Trust me, I have confidence in you.
Thank you, Chandler. Now, it's amazing how, you know, you get used to repetition and everything just goes to where it needs to be, and then something changes and now you got to relearn it.
Yep, that is true. Pick it up now.
Ken, did you figure out which way you're going to go on your antenna? I heard you talking to Andrew a little bit about it as I was loading everything up.
I did anything yet. I was trying to figure out what the difference was between a multi-band vertical and a bunch of vertical ham sticks. It just seems to me like there wouldn't be a lot of difference.
KO4WWZ for ID, KO4HKX, and KN4TSW.
The main difference I see is the amount of room you're going to take up. But with the multi-band vertical, you're going to have to move the wire more than likely, unless you get one that, you know, is compromised on a couple bands but still works. That would be my thing. And then if you get the other vertical or other horizontal where you can put them all around it, that's just going to take up more room, but that's on the drawback I really see to it.
The ham sticks being vertical, and then the multi-band, you know, that sucker's like, I don't know, 25 feet tall, and then tune each element, you know what I mean, and then that's the end of it.
Can you leave it there? See, most of those, all of them I've looked at have got a wire that has to move so you get the tuning right. And then you'd have, if you wanted to change bands, you'd have to move that wire.
My V680 that I was looking at, you only have to move the wire for either 75 or 80, and that depending on what part of that band you wanted to be in. And we use mostly the 75.
I guess just all the that's the way they work.
People ham sticks, you know, I mean, I see people run them on their vehicles and appear to do pretty good. Just seems like that takes up a lot less room, and I'm sure they have some kind of plate to mount a bunch of them vertical, and then you should be able to run them all into the same coax, and then the radio should just come out where it needs to.
I'm just going to follow the path of least resistance, so they're going to go to the one that's closest to residence.
Well, other, what do you call it, screwdrivers, and that's like, man, they make some really nice ones, but boy, they're proud of them.
That's why the ATOS is surprising. It's as cheap as it is.
A Scorpion, that thing worth $1,000.
Over the weekend, it was over $2,000. Like, holy cow.
That is just bad planning expenses.
That right. But guys, I'm coming into the black hole, so I'm going to have to either just jump off or change over the other repeater.
Be on 285, KN4, TFW.
Oh, man. I'm just kidding. Y'all have a good morning. KO4 doesn't go easy.
Hitler, KN4, TFW. Catch you this afternoon.
73 Chandler, sorry buddy, I just can't make the repeater anymore. KO4 HK, clear.
You're good, Patrick. 73.